This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, anybody who knows me knows that I monitor and follow news like a fiend. Maybe I am a news fiend. So I'm just a little perturbed, honestly. I'm just a little perturbed as to why John McCain's death has been the main story on television news now for 4 days. So the day he died, it was the biggest story. And then the day after he died, it was about how he was dividing America from the grave, insulting Trump from the grave. And then the 2 days after that, it's been all John McCain ceremonies and funerals. He's flying around on big Boeing jumbo jets, having his casket moved. He gets to have an American flag over his casket, even though he's responsible for thousands of Americans dying. I mean, it's all just absurd to me. You know what? I don't even know if I can do this, guys. I was going to come on here and do a troll, basically like praising John McCain for all his war crimes. But it's really just so sick. I really can't even joke about it, to be honest with you. Yeah, let me joke about how John McCain, you know, the story goes he did his wet start on the USS Forrester. I think he damaged like seven of the jet aircraft that was on the deck. He may have even killed or wounded many of his fellow military men. I mean, it's really just sick. And they say, oh, well, don't you know he was a prisoner of war? Well, now, wait a second. Don't you know that it was John McCain who censored and deleted and trashed when the Vietnamese were going to send over the prisoner of war records so that the other American soldiers' families that had prisoners of war over in Vietnam could find out the truth about what happened to their family members, what happened to them, what their fate was if they died, if they were tortured, everything? You know who stopped the families from getting those reports? John McCain. Do you know why? Because John McCain's time as a prisoner of war is not what you think it is. See, so I can't even do it. I can't even do the troll, guys. I'm sorry. I can't even do it. Besides, I would just need a bullet point list. I can't just read these stories here. But here's what I'll say. I think that America, seeing John McCain as a turncoat against Trump, the leader of the Democrat Party with an R behind his name, really woke people up to who John McCain was. A fraud. Then, after that level of illusion was removed, people started to peel through the layers and they find out, wait a second, this John McCain, who we're claiming was a war hero, maybe not so much, actually was very, very dangerous when he was a pilot flying jets, responsible for multiple crashes, many deaths of his comrades. Then you find out when he was a prisoner of war, he received special treatment. In fact, you can even go listen to his audio. The Vietnamese recorded John McCain on tape when he was a prisoner of war, praising the Vietnamese, thanking them, telling you how great they were. Do you know what the other prisoners of war, do you know what happened to them? No, he shouldn't be in heaven. You guys should have flames behind him. Let's get a flaming graphic behind McCain. Do you know when John McCain, the Vietnamese said, John, tell the American people how great we are. He did it. He said, the Vietnamese are great people. They're treating me great. You can read. It's even recorded. The transcripts are out. The audio's out. Do you know what happened to the other prisoners of war that they did that to? They spit in their face. They said, I'm not going to tell you you're great. America is great. I'm loyal to America. They died. McCain said, screw America. I love Vietnam. He lived. He got special treatment. And then he erased the records of the prisoners of war so that you wouldn't know the truth about him. But guess what, John? We do know the truth about you. Your own audio that you taped praising the Vietnamese leaked, and then you erased the records. So no, the people are sick of John McCain's funeral. It's not a three-day funeral. End it already.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight. Slaves set now pay the price. It's an ego boost, don't think twice. Technology, the battle's unfair. You pull the hammer without a care.
Please don't fight me from the grave. Please, John McCain, I'm so sorry. You are an American hero. You're not guilty of any war crimes. No Americans died during your service time. No, John McCain is the hero. We should do a whole month dedicated to John McCain. I don't want the John McCain funeral ceremonies to ever stop. In fact, you know what? Let's make John McCain the president from the grave. That's it. Let's impeach Trump. And John McCain should be the president. Yes. Let's make John McCain, please. Please, John McCain, save us from Trump. Please, John McCain. Please, we need more war crimes. We need more Americans dead. We need more pilots wet starting their jets and causing fires on naval ships. Please, John McCain, forgive me. Forgive me, John McCain. Don't spite me from the grave. You're a war hero. I want a whole month of funeral ceremonies for John McCain. I want Trump out. I want McCain in. He should have beat Obama. Oh.
I can't believe I would ever insult that man. Wow. Oh, I'm a bad guy. I would dare tell you the truth about John McCain. What a jerk I am to tell you the truth about John McCain. He's a hero. Don't you know all the men that died because of John McCain? He's a hero. You know what? I don't have the news on in front of me. Is John McCain's service still on the news, guys? Are they still celebrating the life and times of John McCain for the 72nd hour straight? Yes! Oh, another day where John McCain gets to rest with an American flag over his coffin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I would ever insult John McCain. I should have never insulted him. His service record is immaculate. John McCain never crash-landed any jets. John McCain never burned any jets on a naval craft. No. John McCain didn't erase the records of the prisoners of war in Vietnam so you couldn't see how he was treated and he was a total traitor. John McCain didn't stab America in the back by lying about President Trump. No. John McCain's a hero. It's the third straight day of John McCain's ceremonies on TV. Let's do it for another month. Let's dedicate the entire month of September to John McCain. Oh, there's the wonderful moment when John McCain wet started his jet and blew up the USS Forrestal. Great work, John. Yeah, look at that beautiful footage. There's John McCain firebombing a USS carrier ship. He didn't do that to the Vietnamese. You know what happened when he flew over the Vietnamese? He crashed. He couldn't even do anything. And then, oh my gosh, my arm, my leg, because you crashed your jet. So there it is. There's John McCain blowing up the USS Forrestal. Americans died. He is a hero. Let's get the ceremonies going. Come on, show me Fox News, baby. Show me Fox News. We love John McCain. Yes. I need more John McCain ceremonies. They've only been on TV for 3 straight days. What a joke. But you know what? In all seriousness, guys, I think that this TV coverage of John McCain and the forced praise of John McCain and the forcing of John McCain going down in history as an American hero and a patriot, I think that's actually going to turn America off. I think the third straight day of the McCain funeral ceremonies is going to make Americans say, okay, you know what? F this guy. Still haunting this country from the grave. Can't he just go away? Unbelievable. All right. Let's refresh, guys. Let's take it down. I think I've said my piece. I can't take anymore. Another McCain funeral today. Oh, you know who McCain was really close with, who said just the nicest things about McCain on television in the last few days? David Petraeus. Oh, is that Chucky Schumer? Chucky. You know what? We have to say it. I'm not mad at these people for going through the ceremonies and doing the whole fake thing for John McCain. I get it. But you know what? This is why InfoWars exists, folks, because we have to tell you the unpleasant truths. We have to take you into the discomfort zones. So we'll report it. I'll report the truth about McCain unabashedly, and I won't regret it, because no one else will. John McCain did not deserve these ceremonies, by my measurement. In fact, I'll even go to the full extreme. I don't believe John McCain deserved to have the American flag on his coffin. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fine. I'll be the one to say it. It's all right. It's okay. We'll be the ones to say it. No one else will say it. I get it. Let the dead rest. Well, what about all the dead people because of McCain? What about McCain meeting with ISIS in Syria? You know what? I almost want to believe the Q theory that John McCain received the death penalty for treason. If you believe the Q conspiracy theories, that's what Q says. I almost want to believe that because it probably is what should have happened. See, I shouldn't even. It's just why are they forcing McCain down our throat as his hero? They hated McCain when he ran against. This is what I'm saying. Do you not remember when McCain ran against Obama? If McCain was such a hero, if McCain was this media darling, if McCain was this American legend, this patriot legend, how come he couldn't beat Obama? How come the media attacked him for 8 straight years? How come he didn't invite McCain to his funeral? How come he didn't invite Trump to his funeral? Why is he such a scumbag? Why did he erase the records of the prisoner of wars in Vietnam? Why is he wet starting his jet on the USS Forrestal? Because he's daddy's boy? All right, you know what? I'm going to try to drop it. Let's just drop McCain, because I'm just going to keep getting angry. Because you know what? I don't like being lied to. I don't like putting things down in history that aren't true. And I am living right now, and they're trying to tell us John McCain is an American hero. No, he's not. Okay? And I'm sorry that no one else is going to say that to you. They're all going to play the McCain ceremonies for 3 freaking days and act like he's some sort of American hero when that son of a bitch stabbed this country in the back from the very grave. No, you know what? No, I get it now. I get it now. I get it. Obama funds the Iranian government that hates America and says that we should all die. He's a hero. Hillary Clinton sells us out to the Chinese, helps start ISIS. She's a hero. John McCain goes to Syria, meets with the Syrian rebels, makes sure they're getting the arms, makes sure that they can fight the Syrian government and remove Assad from power. Yeah, he's a hero. No, I get it now. I get it. To be a hero in America, you have to hate America. If you want to be a hero in America, you have to betray the country. You have to support radical Islam. You have to hate the president. That's what it takes to be a hero in America now. And as long as you do that, we're going to have an entire week of ceremonies after you die, and we're going to cement you in history as an American hero when you were a total traitor. There you go. There it is, John McCain meeting with ISIS in Syria, folks. In Syria. And you know what? I have no fear and I have no shame in coming out here and bashing John McCain. And I don't care. I'm not going to be a coward because all the other media wants to tell you this about John McCain and then say, oh my gosh, how dare he say that about John McCain? No, you know what? How dare John McCain meet with ISIS? How dare John McCain bury the prisoner of war records to protect his own hide? Not how dare me for being honest.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's good news and there's bad news, and you're well aware of it all. The bad news is that right now, the tech giants in Silicon Valley are doing everything they can to try to censor the truth. And, you know, we keep saying censor free speech, and that's kind of a buzzword, free speech, you know, First Amendment. But I think we need to change our messaging because it doesn't really hit home enough. And I think it's kind of become a numbing effect. Oh, censor free speech, First Amendment, First Amendment. It doesn't really have the power that it used to have, where I think if we change our messaging and we say the tech giants in Silicon Valley are trying to censor the truth, because that's ultimately what's going on. They are making it impossible for you to red pill people on the internet. They don't want people being red pilled on the internet because look what happens. Changes the world. That's what happened in the last 4 years on the internet. Red pills galore, and it changed the course of human history. So now they have to put in a internet beta blocker to make sure no red pills are able to make it out on the internet. Of course, Alex Jones, the ultimate red pill depository, banned. And so that's where we're at. But the good news is that we have InfoWarsStore.com, and we have an audience that supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's good news for us, and that's good news for the truth, and that's good news for free speech. And the good news for you is that the products at InfoWarsStore.com are the real deal. And I've got a lot of the products just laid out for me right here on the desk. This is probably maybe 15% of our supplements that I have here before me, maybe less than that. So this is just a brief introduction of the supplements that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, very popular. This is a supplement craze, bone broth, that is really hitting the physical fitness industry right now. And because of that, you've got a lot of new bone broth supplements being offered out there. But I'm telling you, from my own shopping experience, A, with the regular price of the bone broth, the ultimate bone broth of InfoWarsStore.com, the regular price at $39.95 is already the best price out there that you're going to find for a bone broth formula that is so powerful. But we didn't stop there. We cut it in half. This is absurd. So now it's $19.95 for the ultimate bone broth formula. That's 50% off, limited time offer. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, any bone broth formula that you think can compete with this, as far as the ingredients are concerned, is going to cost you $50 minimum. Minimum. $50 minimum for a bone broth formula that you could maybe compare this to ingredient-wise. It's $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can get two of the ultimate bone broth. Get two of them at InfoWarsStore.com or get 155 of them. The point is, you're not going to find a better deal. And that's the case with most of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we make it all possible. And I just have to say, as somebody who works here at InfoWars, I can't thank not just the audience for supporting us so much, but Alex Jones for having the foresight to understand that eventually this censorship was going to come,
he had to go independent to fund himself, and that's what he did. And that's why we created InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out all the great supplements, and see for yourself why they get five-star reviews. See why Ultimate Bone Broth gets five-star reviews. See why The Bodies gets five-star reviews. See why people say that Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is a life-changing supplement. Check it out for yourself. Bodies, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it makes everything we do here possible. And it makes it possible for us to beat the censorship, which I want to get to now. And, guys, we need to clip this out and put it up separately. Let's quickly roll to clip 19, folks. A friend of mine, Sarah Eaglesfield, has just discovered a new censorship technique that they're using on Twitter to censor conservatives. Now, she did this to show it to me, but then she did it to other conservatives on Twitter to show how it's affecting everyone. Let's roll clip 19.
Hi, it's Sarah Eaglesfield here. We came across a number of high-profile users today who have been affected by the Twitter algorithm that is, I believe it's throttling accounts. I believe it is limiting the visibility of their tweets. Let me show you. So, three listed here, Count Dankula, Real Candace O, and Kyle Kashuf. Let me go to Moments. And then go to an untitled moment. Search for tweets by account. Now, if I search for a normal person, we're doing what we did yesterday. Any letter. David Knight. He might be banned. Yeah. No, he's fine. So David Knight is fine. Real Candace Owens, the tweets aren't loading right now. Try again. Now let's try somebody I'm not following. Bucky Isotope. His tweets are fine. I'm not following Bucky. But if I go to Kyle Kashuf, Parkland survivor Kyle Kashuf. Tweets aren't loading. Right, so let's try David Hogg, shall we? If you're not showing Kyle's, what's happening with David Hogg? His tweets are fine. What about Count Dankula? Let's have a look at Count Dankula. Oh no, tweets aren't loading right now. This is what is worrying me. I need people.
All right, but it doesn't stop there. Let's now roll clip 20, where she tries the same thing on President Trump's Twitter account.
Riddle me this, Twitter. Which high-ranking U.S. politician is being shadow banned? Could it be Donald Trump? No, Donald Trump's fine. Could it be Mike Pence? No, Mike Pence is fine. Could it be POTUS? POTUS is limited. Could it be POTUS 44? POTUS 44 is fine. What about VP? VP is limited.
So there you go. Another example. People showing you in real time the censorship on Twitter. And there have been multiple different ways people have proved this, folks. And President Trump is aware of it now. And they keep doing it. President Trump has said, you're flirting with antitrust violations. You're doing illegal activity. And I did this yesterday on my YouTube channel where I created the InfoWars Army Twitter account. And they pull up, hey, here's accounts you should follow. All liberal accounts. Beto O'Rourke shows up. No Ted Cruz. No conservative accounts. Folks, they are trying to meddle in elections. You want to talk about election meddling? You want to talk about trying to rig elections? It's the Democrats. It's the tech left. It's Silicon Valley. Wake up.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Will Johnson is kind of the undercover agent out on the West Coast. Very powerful indeed. Unite America First is where you can find a lot of his content. But as we're talking about the censorship on social media, coming out of the last segment, Will Johnson has recently been... What, were you banned, Will, or were you just put in timeout on Facebook? We'll get into why in a second, but what is your current status? I believe it's on Facebook where they're censoring you now?
Yes, I've been banned for 30 days because I said black people are not monkeys.
So it's bad if you say monkey, even though you're not talking about black people. But then if you say black people are not monkeys, that's even worse and you get banned.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was just making the point that the gentleman in Florida making a statement about monkeying around, the same statement Obama said, the same statement Chuck Schumer said, the same statement Dianne Feinstein said, but because he said it, he's a Republican, it's racist.
And then you have...
Doesn't make any sense.
Seriously, though. Let's try to get to the bottom of this. This is totally mentally deranged people, right? I mean, there's no logic here. I mean, they can't actually believe this stuff. When Don Lemon goes on the Lemonhead 10-watt light bulb news on CNN and he says, look at the dog whistling that they're doing to the racist when he says monkey. Angela Rye says, this is no longer dog whistling. This is a foghorn. So they're obviously getting their talking points from the Democrat Party. But do they actually, do you think they actually believe this, Will? Do you think they really believe that Ron DeSantis said the phrase monkeying around? Do they really believe he said that to signal to white people that, hey, this is a racist anti-black candidate? Do you think they really believe that?
No, they don't believe that. They're just using this as a tactic to attack him, to attack any Republicans, to try to demonize them as racist white people running in the White House, or trying to run for position in any political position across the nation. You know, I saw it as part of his interview when he was on there with Don Lemon and even on with Shepard Smith, where they were talking about was just a piece out of the Donald Trump racist playbook. I mean, seriously, they are trying to they pick anything and everything to try to demonize someone. And when they sent me the thing in Facebook banning me, they just said, you've been banned for this video. And they said, if you do anything like this again, we're going to permanently ban you. So my question is what is that? What statement caused me to get banned? Because I said black people are not monkeys, or because I was talking about evolution where they say man came from monkeys? Which one is it?
Or is it the AI algorithm that now, if you just say monkey, they ban you? So you can't even say monkey anymore, or they're going to say, oh, racist, ban him.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It probably is. But here is, you know, they always say that black people can't be racist. So I said, okay, so can I call somebody a monkey? Monkey?
Hey, so you just call me a monkey?
You get the monkey pass. Me as a black male.
No. Wait.
Hold on. No. Me as a black male, I'm giving you the monkey pass.
I can say, can I act like a monkey too? Can I go, ooh, 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 ah.
Exactly.
No, shut down InfoWars. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
They tell us we evolved from monkeys, right? They try to tell us we evolved from monkeys, just totally ludicrous.
Right.
But then they say, if you say you're a monkey, you have to get banned and you're a racist.
Exactly. So you know what? I'm pretty sure the next thing that's going to happen at these schools, they're going to remove the monkey bars. Oh, my God.
No. Will, they already, look this up. They already, there was a famous park. I think it was called Gorilla Park. Crew, look this up. There was a famous park, and there was a caged gorilla. It had been at this park for decades. It was like the landmark of the park. The kids would climb on the cage, and there was a caged gorilla. They removed the gorilla from the park because they said it was racist, because the gorilla was black. Well, I'm sorry. Black gorillas have black hair. What does this have to do with race?
Exactly. Why is it that it's always the Democrats that's calling black people monkeys? You don't ever hear that from Republicans. It's always the Democrats associating black people with monkeys. They do it day in and day out, year after year. And here it is. Someone said monkeying around. The same thing Obama said. Now, all of a sudden, you're racist because you said the word monkey. Yeah, I did see that. But, you know, I'm talking about the monkey bars that kids will swing from.
Yeah,
at the park.
No, that's right. Or maybe we need to change the name of the monkey bars. What should we change it to? The swing bars?
The swing bars.
That's it. Yeah. The monkey bars are now racist, so that we have to rename them to swing bars. I think that's the answer. But you know what? I'm glad that you brought up the Shep Smith interview, because I don't know if you were monitoring this as closely as me, but you can really, here's what you can find out. You can find out really easily when you monitor news when people are getting talking points directly from someone else, directly from above, directly from the Democrat Party. Shep Smith, Don Lemon, Angela Rye, those are just the three that I heard. I'm sure that there were probably many others that did it. They all said the exact same thing. This is no longer a dog whistle. This is now a foghorn. 110% clearly an order from above. This is the rhetoric you're going to use. And when Shep Smith had the candidate going up against DeSantis on, if you watch the interview, he's trying to bait him into saying DeSantis is a racist. And the guy opposing DeSantis won't say it. So then Shep Smith just says, no, come on, just say he's a racist. Just say it. Because that's all they wanted. They just wanted that clip of saying DeSantis is a racist. This was propaganda. They don't even try to hide it anymore, Will. They're doing it right in front of our face, and they think that people are so stupid, they won't even see it.
No, you're absolutely right. With this being the midterm election, they're trying to demonize white people and Republicans as much as possible. They are not hiding it, just like you said. And I guarantee they've already banned Alex Jones, InfoWars. They've just banned me for 30 days. They're banning other people across the board until November, and they might do it permanently. And they told me that if I keep talking and keep having free thoughts, that they might just remove me completely from Facebook. And I'm like, why? What exactly did I say that would cause for violence? What exactly did I say that was racist against any group of people? What exactly did I say that was demonizing someone? All I did was talk about the things that they are doing, and all they're doing is trying to race bait, over and day in, every single day, until people believe that the whole racism is coming from the Republican Party, which is not true. It is 100% coming from the Democratic Party, and I'm sick of it. Me as a black male, they've used black people to try to push their crazy agenda onto the rest of us. And then you still have a lot of black people. For the life of me, I don't understand why they keep voting for the Democrats that's doing nothing for them.
Well, it seems to me, Will, though, that the Democrat magic of being racist against black people but then owning their vote, that, pun not intended or maybe pun fully intended, the Democrat black magic seems to be wearing out. It doesn't – I mean – all I see now is honestly, most black people now like Trump. I mean, I go out now, I get more hatred of Trump and conservatives from white people than black people. Black people are more awakened to what's going on than white people are, it seems like to me.
You know, I think the white liberals, they still want black people to be on the virtual plantation.
Because that's their thing. That's their token thing.
Yes, that's exactly it. And they don't want to let go of that. They've been controlling black people, and now they want to put brown people on the same position by destroying them as much as possible. And I'm here to say that a lot of black people are waking up to it. Just what, a week and a half ago, not even that long, there was 21% of the approval rating in the black community for the president. Just the other day, it's up to 36% within a week or a week and a half. That's phenomenal. And see, that's only the numbers we know about. That's only the people that's actually speaking up for the president.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people don't want to say anything because they're afraid of getting demonized or they're afraid of being attacked. I get so many attacks simply because I support the president and he's a white man. But he's the president of the United States. I voted for him. Most of us voted for him. We should not have to do that. And it's crazy that they're doing that to us. Monkey.
Monkey.
I'm a monkey!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Can you stop monkeying around, please, Will Johnson? Will Johnson's monkeying around here. He's monkeying around during the break, you know. Don't you know that got you banned from Facebook, Will, monkeying around like that?
Yeah. That's exactly what got me. Monkeying around, not paying attention to what I'm supposed to be saying, not paying attention to what I'm being told to do, because I'm monkeying around. Mm. You know, a free monkey.
So on a real note, I want to talk about because what they're trying to do, like you said, before the midterms, is they're trying to brand Republicans as racist. That's the whole thing. Brand them as racist. And they think they have black people brainwashed enough to believe it. The exact opposite thing is happening to me. The more they start to cry racism and virtue signal to black people, the more I see black people saying, no, thanks, I'm not going to cater to your brainwashing anymore. But I think Candace Owens is a perfect example, because think about it like this. I would make the argument that Candace Owens is doing more to awaken black people than anyone else right now because of how her message is being amplified and she's being featured on every different television station and every news network. Okay, so what is Candace Owens' message? Black people have the right to think for themselves. Black people don't have to vote Democrat. They can make up their own mind. And she just gives you facts. I mean, she really, a lot of times, doesn't even get too political when she talks about this stuff. She just gives you the facts of these issues. And so who's trying to censor Candace Owens, though? What side of the aisle is trying to censor Candace Owens' message? It's not Republicans. It's the Democrats. It's the left. Why? Because, Will, I theorize that right now in America, honestly, Black people right now have probably more power in America than they've ever had before. Now, what am I talking about? A lot of people don't understand this. I'm saying right now, Black people in America can change the direction of this country simply by voting. And they're learning this. And the fact that they're now leaning to vote conservative and Republican, the Democrats are totally freaked out because this is true African-American empowerment. This is true Black empowerment. And it's the left, it's the Democrats, and it's social media that's blocking you that's trying to stop it. Would you agree with that analysis, Will?
Oh, 100%. They blocked, in the video that I did, I went live last night. The video I did, I talked about the word monkey, and I was specifically to the point that Black people are not monkey, and it's the left that's demonizing people like Candace Owens. They're attacking her because for some reason she's not saying what they want her to say. I'm not saying what they want me to say or what they want me to say. I'm not doing it. For some reason, they can't wrap it around their mind. And you know what? You just had a picture up there, a tweet that just came up there, how the race traitor, which I've been called, the Uncle Tom, cooning. But I was called one yesterday that was completely new to me, a unicorn. I was called a unicorn because I was told that I'm not real. There's no way that I could be real supporting the president of the United States, a Black man. You are out of your place. You're talking out of turn. You're doing something you're not supposed to do because you're Black. And he said, you have dreadlocks and you support the president. What is wrong with you? I've had people say that you need to cut off those dreadlocks. You don't deserve them. As if dreadlocks are owned specifically to Black people.
Wait a second. Wait a second. If you're not real, who am I talking to right now?
That's a good question. At first, when he said you're a unicorn, at first I was like, okay, unicorn, exactly. What is he talking about? Unicorn. And then it dawned on me, oh, you think I'm not real because I support the president of the United States. And I don't believe the lying left liberal media. So that makes me not real.
Isn't that an incredible dynamic to what's going on right now, though, Will? Where, I mean, honestly, these people, they really believe that Trump supporters don't exist. The media has actually tricked these people into believing Trump supporters don't exist and they're not real. So when they finally meet someone and that says, hey, I like Trump, they don't even believe it, especially if it's a Black person, because they, no. That's even more impossible. We've been told Trump's a racist, so there can't be any Black people that like Trump. So the brainwashing power is truly on display when you deal with these people and they say, oh my, a Black Trump supporter, that can't be, that doesn't exist. And it's like, no, there's honestly probably millions of them.
There's a lot. And the reason why they don't say anything, because they're afraid of their family members attacking them. They're afraid of getting attacked at work. They're afraid of walking down the street being attacked. So what I've done is I've purchased a Make America Great Again hat, and I cut the hole out the top of it so my dreadlocks will flare out on the top of it. So that just really triggers them. Here it is, a Black dude with dreadlocks wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And my dreadlocks are coming out. He said, I just don't understand you. He said, right now my mind just can't wrap around you. One person told me that I'm kryptonite to the Democratic Party because I'm not supposed to be thinking this way. I'm supposed to be in line.
But I want to be clear about one thing, too, because we're having this conversation. The only reason we're even having this conversation, this race-based conversation, is because of the left. Any other conversation we're having right now, we wouldn't break it down on race. We wouldn't even care. We don't even see skin color, honestly, anymore. It's the left that is driving us into these alleys to talk about identity politics. And we simply go into the alleys to show you how it's actually the left that's engaging in racism. It's the left that obsesses over identity politics. Over outside of that paradigm, nobody's really thinking about it. Nobody's really worried about it. Where they're so crazy, though, just hearing the word monkey freaks them out.
Monkey?
Monkey.
You know what? You're absolutely right. My whole video was to point that out. It's the left that is trying to use the word monkey to try to demonize the left, and specifically because he's a white male. Anybody white that says monkey, you're automatically racist. When I was growing up as a kid, I remember I used to go over my friend's house, and yes, they were white. I have black and white friends, and when I would go over their house, they would refer to their kids as monkeys. Hello, monkey. Come on, monkey.
Yes.
And I didn't even think anything
of
it because no one, exactly, stop monkeying around. No one thought it was racist until Trump came into place. Now, everything and anything that they deem racist or sexist is what it is today. These people are insane. You know what? You keep touching on it. They are insane. And it is the left, 100%, that wants to push racial division in the country. And they need it more so than ever because of the midterm election. We've got to vote them out 2018 or we all lose. Monkey.
You know what, Will? All right. So we've got. Monkey? We've got a whole thing. If saying monkey is racist, then half the Democrat Party is racist. The crew just had a story up where they've got all the white Democrats saying the word monkey. So I guess all the Democrats are racist. But you know what, Will? We've got a minute and a half left here. Let's think about all the things we have to get rid of now because monkey is racist. We can't play on the monkey bars, as you point out. I think we need to ban Donkey Kong. I think Donkey Kong, yes. A video game based off a monkey and an ape, clearly racist, clearly race baiting. Donkey Kong should be illegal.
Yes, you can no longer be curious. Get rid of Curious George.
That's right.
Curious George, you can no longer be curious. You can't do it anymore.
No, I agree. No more Curious George. What else out there? Are there any other monkeys?
No more stuffed monkeys at the store. You can't go to Wally World or wherever it is you go and shop. Get rid of all the monkeys. If there's monkeys at the zoo, you got to get rid of the monkeys because it's not monkeys that's in the cages. It's black people in the cages at the zoo. So next you're going to see liberals and everyone storming these zoos. Free the monkeys. I mean, free the black people. Free the black people.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. Hold on, Will. The crew just found this story. Is that Bradley University? What's BU, guys?
Wow.
Boston University?
You know what,
look at this.
See,
look at this headline.
There it
Will. Is. Whoa. We were joking. This is a headline. Is this Boston, guys? We're just trying to figure out where this is from. It's BU. I'm not sure. We'll find it out. But here's the headline. A good little monkey, Curious George's undercurrent of white dominance in the series continued What does that even mean? Oh, my gosh. White people are buying and reading Curious George. We have to panic.
And I was just making it up. So you can't, because see, you cannot do it. Yeah, there it is.
There's the first monkey in space. Oh, you can't say that.
The first monkey in space. You got to discredit the monkey now. You have to discredit all monkeys. So does that mean that was the first black man in space? According to the left?
Oh, they've gone completely mad. It's
absolutely.
Will Johnson. Will Johnson, Unite America First. Check out his videos. He files great reports. Thanks for joining us today, Will. We go to break with Monkey Wrench. Ban me. The Foo Fighters wrote Monkey Wrench. Ban the Foo Fighters. Ban Monkey Wrench. It's a racist song.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.